From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, this is the Bryant Park Project. From NPR News, news information and stormtroopers in court. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. It is Wednesday. We made it to Wednesday.
Thank goodness.
It's April 9th. And you know what? Today is a very important day for somebody out there, for many people. But you know what? My niece turns 21 today.
Oh, happy birthday, Allison's niece.
Caitlin turns 21. I mean, and I'm sort of in this mixed place about, do I take her for a drink?
It's kind of a weird
thing. Am I being an irresponsible adult? But she's an adult now.
She's a grown-up.
She can go without me.
It's weird, though, when the little youngins can go into a bar.
I know. So anyway, happy birthday, Caitlin.
Happy birthday, Caitlin. So coming up on the show today, the clever folks at McSweeney's have a new book out. It's called The Joke Book of Book Jokes. Now, when I heard about this, I was like, wait, that's like the coffee table book about coffee tables, Kramer style. But which wasn't that funny, but funny in the idea of it, in the conceit. So this is literary humor. We're going to talk to one of the editors and we're going to play one of the games in the book, IKEA Furniture or Lord of the Rings character.
We have an edition of Make Me Care coming up. Yeah, you probably saw the headline about Microsoft's attempt to take over Yahoo. And then you clicked on through to your horoscope. I know you did. We'll tell you why you should care.
Also, 5 years ago today, the statue of Saddam Hussein was toppled in Baghdad. You remember this? This visual was everywhere on TV. We're going to get into one part of that story that hasn't gotten so much attention. According to the army, it wasn't necessarily the spontaneous demonstration that it appeared to be by Iraqis. It was actually choreographed by an American psychological operations team associated with the U.S. military. We're going to talk to the reporter with the LA Times who broke that story.
All that plus the ramble, but first.
They were back to talk Iraq. The top American commander in Iraq, General David Petraeus, and ambassador to Iraq, Ryan Crocker, testified yesterday before the Senate about the status of U.S. involvement in Iraq. Yesterday's hearings were also a chance for commander-in-chief wannabes to bust out their Iraq talking points.
Senators John McCain, Hillary Clinton, and Barack Obama all had seats on the two Senate committees hearing testimony from Petraeus and Crocker. And they all, of course, got to ask questions.
In the morning, it was the Senate Armed Services Committee where John McCain cited positive developments since Petraeus and Crocker last testified on the state of Iraq back in September. The Republican candidate for president said those successes would be all for naught if the U.S. were to leave too soon.
The promise of withdrawal of our forces, regardless of the consequences, would constitute a failure of political and moral leadership.
That was a not-so-subtle jab at McCain's Democratic counterparts who have advocated for withdrawal from Iraq. Senator Hillary Clinton, who serves on the Senate Armed Services Committee, was quick to pick up on the jab and responded at the beginning of her remarks.
Some of the statements and suggestions that have been made leading up to this hearing and even during it, that it is irresponsible or demonstrates a lack of leadership to advocate withdrawing troops from Iraq in a responsible and carefully planned withdrawal, I fundamentally disagree.
And when it came time for Senator Clinton's questioning of Petraeus and Crocker, the candidate acknowledged the situation right now would not allow for withdrawal, but asked when the time for change would come.
What conditions would have to exist for you to recommend to the president that the current strategy is not working?
The senator from Illinois, Barack Obama, spent the bulk of his allotted time asking Petraeus and Crocker about what success in Iraq might mean, how they define it. Obama suggested the goals of, one, an effective Iraqi government, two, the complete elimination of the insurgent group al-Qaeda in Iraq, and three, lessening Iranian influence. If success was defined that way, that would mean the U.S. could stay in Iraq for decades. But the alternative wasn't too appealing.
If, on the other hand, our criteria is a messy, sloppy status quo, but there's not huge outbreaks of violence, there's still corruption, but the country's struggling along, but it's not a threat to its neighbors, and it's not an al-Qaeda base, that seems to me an achievable goal within a measurable time frame.
All three senators struck a respectful tone in their questioning, and that'll make things smoother when one of the candidates becomes General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker's boss come January. For analysis of what was said, you can go to our blog, npr.org/Bryant Park, and check out our conversation with Stephen Cook from the Council on Foreign Relations. Now let's get some more of today's headlines.